سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah, and we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul, created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Ma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. Continuing where we left off with the recitation and translation and tafsir of Surah Al-Qalam, and we continue this evening with ayat number 34. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن للمتقين عند ربهم جنات النعيم أفنجعل المسلمين كالمجرمين ما لكم كيف تحكمون أم لكم أم لكم كتاب فيه تدرسون إن لكم فيه لما تخيرون أم لكم أيمان علينا بالغة إلى يوم القيامة إن لكم لما تحكمون سلهم أيهم بذلك زعيم أم لهم شركاء فليأتوا بشركائهم إن كانوا صادقين يوم يكشف عن ساق ويدعون إلى السجود فلا يستطيعون خاشعة أبصارهم ترهقهم ذلة وقد كانوا يدعون إلى السجود وهم سالمون فذرني ومن يكذب بهذا الحديث سنستدرجهم من حيث لا يعلمون وأملي لهم إن كيدي متين أم تسألهم أجرا فهم من مغرم مثقلون أم عندهم الغيب فهم يكتبون فاصبر لحكم ربك ربك ولا تكن كصاحب الحوت إذ نادى وهو مكظوم لولا أن تداركه نعمة من ربه لنبذ بالعراء وهو مذموم فاجتباه ربه فجعله من الصالحين وإن يكاد الذين كفروا ليزلقونك بأبصارهم لما سمعوا الذكر ويقولون إنه لمجنون وما هو إلا ذكر للعالمين بسم الله Muhsin Khani translates these ayat from verse number 34. Verily, for the muttaqun, the pious are gardens of delight with their Lord. Shall we then treat the Muslims like the mujrimun, the criminals, polytheists, disbelievers? What is the matter with you? How do you judge? Or have you a book wherein you learn? That you shall therein have all that you choose? Or have you oaths from us reaching to the day of resurrection that yours will be what you judge? Ask them which of them will stand surety for that. Or have they partners? Then let them bring their partners if they are truthful. Remember the day when the shin shall be laid bare, and they shall be called to prostrate themselves, but they shall not be able to do so. Their eyes will be cast down, and ignominy will cover them. They used to be called to prostrate themselves while they were healthy and good. Then leave me alone with such as belie this Quran. We shall punish them gradually from directions they perceive not, and I will grant them a respite. Verily my plan is strong. Or is it that you ask them a wage so that they are heavily burdened with debt? Or that the ghaib, the unseen, is in their hands so they can write it down? So wait with the patience for the decision of your Lord, and be not like the companions of the fish, like the companion of the fish. And he cried out while he was in deep sorrow. Had not a grace from his Lord reached him, he would indeed have been left in the stomach of the fish, but we forgave him. So he was cast off on the naked shore while he was to be blamed. Then his Lord chose him and made him of the righteous. And verily those who disbelieve would almost make you slip with their eyes when they hear the reminder, and say, verily he is a madman, but it is nothing else than a reminder to all the mankind and jinn. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says around these ayat, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٍ نَعِيمٍ. Verily the muttaqun, the pious, are in gardens of delight, paradise with their Lord. He says, then Allah informed them what the muttaqin, what the pious will get with this statement. Because the mushrikun, they said, indeed in the hereafter we will be given better than what you will be given. And Allah proved their statement to be a lie. أَفَنَجَعَلُوا الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ أَمْ لَكُمْ كِتَابٌ فِيهِ تَدْرُسُونَ. Shall we then treat the Muslim disbelievers, Shall we then treat the Muslims, believers of Islamic monotheism, doers of righteous deeds, like the mujrimeen, criminals, polytheists, and disbelievers, etc.? What is the matter with you? How judge you? Or have you a book wherein you learn? Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, or do you have a book that has been revealed from Allah, and in this book you read? Imam al-Baghawi, he doesn't say anything more than that. But Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he says to this ayah, shall we then treat the Muslims like the criminals? He says, should we make the reward in the hereafter equal for the Muslim as we do for the disbeliever? Imam al-Baghawi continues with Allah's statement, إِنَّ لَكُمْ فِيهِ لَمَا تَخَيَّرُونَ, that you shall therein have all that you choose. That you shall have therein, in that book, all that you choose, all that you desire. Let me just add real quickly, inshallah. The story is now going between what the disbelievers have said and then Allah's refutation on them. They telling the Muslims, all that stuff y'all doing, we better than y'all. So in the hereafter, we're going to get more than y'all get. Nah, we better than y'all in this world, more money, children, status, position. And that's just only proof that we got it like that now, we're going to have it like that then. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refute their statement by saying, we're going to give the reward to the believer who's obedient, the same reward we're going to give to the sinner, disobedient, disbelieving Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, what's wrong with you judging like this? And something's wrong with your mind to think that the one who believes in Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, establishes the salah, pays the zakat, fasts the month of Ramadan, make the hajj to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, treats his neighbors kindly, honors his parents, respects the elders, shows mercy on the young, and on from this deen of al-Islam, he's going to get the same reward as the fornicator, the one who uses riba, the one who disbelieves in Allah and His Messenger, says that Allah has a son. Some of the people, they worship the cow, they don't eat meat, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, that they're going to get the same reward. What kind of yardstick are you using to make that type of ruling? It's like Allah saying, you couldn't use your intellect, so you must have a book that you got from Allah that guaranteed you this. Because that don't even make sense. How the one that do this and the one that don't do it get the same reward? Couldn't base it on your intellect. Maybe you got a book from Allah. Do you got a book from Allah that got in it this stuff that you're talking about? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a rhetorical question that He's asking them. Do they have a book? Because they don't have no book. How are you going to have a book that tell you kufr is going to be rewarded in the hereafter like iman? No. Shirk is going to be rewarded like tawheed. Following the sunnah is going to be rewarded like bid'ah. There's no book. Allah is just saying that rhetorically as He refutes them. Then Allah, He says, أَمْ لَكُمْ أَيْمَانٌ عَلَيْنَا بَالِغَةٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ لَكُمْ لَمَا تَحْكُمُونَ, or have you oaths from us reaching to the day of judgment that yours will be what you judge? Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, do you have oaths? Do you have an agreement or a pact or a covenant with us, meaning with Allah Ta'ala? Baligha, this oath has been confirmed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. And this oath has been confirmed by Allah, and what's confirmed by Allah, Allah's promise is real and true. To the day, reaching to the day of resurrection, that yours will be what you judge. Meaning, Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says that you will have for yourselves good and nobility with Allah.
And Allah is saying that, okay, if your intellect ain't make you, you can't. If your intellect, if you're not going to use your intellect, and you're not using it when you say that the Muslims will be rewarded like the criminals on Yawm al-Qiyamah, okay, if it ain't your intellect, you must got a book. Okay, you don't have a book, we must have promised you something. We promise you that you're going to get what the Muslims get in the hereafter. This is Allah just refuting them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, سَلْهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ زَعِيمٌ. Ask them which of them will stand surety for that. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, then he says to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to ask them which of them will stand for surety, will stand surety for that. He says, as a guarantor. That means which one will guarantee for them that in the hereafter they will have the same thing that the Muslims have. It's like a co-signer. Alright, first your intellect, then you ain't got a, you know, alright, you're not using that. You must be using a book. You're not using a book. You must got a promise. You don't got no promise. Somebody else guaranteeing you that, which is making you take this stance of disbelief and still thinking you're going to get the same reward. Allah continues as He says, أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ فَلْيَأْتُوا بِشُرَكَائِهِمْ إِنْ كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ. Or have they partners? Then let them bring their partners if they are truthful. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, or have they partners? Do they have partners with Allah that are like lords that are going to do for them what Allah does? Or it said, with partners means witnesses that will witness for them that their statement is in fact the truth. Then let them bring their partners or their witnesses if they are truthful. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. I just want to add before we get into this verse real quickly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala oftentimes in the Quran, when He refutes the disbelievers, He just breaks them down on all levels. Your mind working by that? Nah, it ain't your mind, because it don't make sense. You must got a book. No, you don't have a book. Okay, we gave you a promise. Allah promised you. Nope. You don't have no promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, then you got a guarantor. Gonna guarantee you, look out for you, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Nope, you don't got a guarantor. Okay, you must have got a partner with Allah. Allah got a hancho, astaghfirullah. That's your man. That's gonna look out for you. Alright, bring some witnesses to bear witness. Your man gonna look out for you like Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Then after Allah breaks them down, then He says, remember the day when the shin shall be laid bare, i.e. the day of resurrection, and they shall be called to prostrate themselves to Allah, but they, the hypocrites, shall not be able to do so. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, remember the day when the shin shall be laid bare. He says, it said that this is a horrible, terrible day. And Ibn Abbas says that this is the worst time on the day of resurrection. On that day, the worst part of it, or the roughest part of that day, is that part when Allah will, when the shin will be laid bare. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, Sa'id ibn Jubair, he says, the day when the shin will be laid bare, this shows the seriousness of the affair on that day. And Ibn Qutaybah, he said that the Arabs, they would say to a man, if he fell into something real serious, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of suffering and enduring of these difficult times, they say, the shin is laid bare. And it's also said that this is the seriousness, this shows the seriousness of the fighting in a battle. And that when the battle gets heated, they say the shin shall be laid bare. or is laid bare. And the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَيُدَعُونَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ, and they shall be called to prostrate themselves to Allah, but they, the hypocrites, shall not be able to do so. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says this refers to the kuffar and the munafiqun, that their backs will be straight and they won't be able to prostrate. The ulama around this ayat, they have a discussion, is the shin a description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? And the ulama, they quote this hadith, or hadith around this issue of this ayah, showing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described with a shin, as the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he says in the hadith of Al-Bukhari al-Muslim, يَكْشِفُ رَبُّنَا عَنْ سَاقِهِ فَيَسْجُدُ لَهُ كُلُّ مُؤْمِنٍ وَمُؤْمِنَةٍ وَيَبْقَى مَنْ كَانَ يَسْجُدُ فِي الدُّنْيَا رِئَاءً وَسُمْعَةً فَيَذْهَبُ لِيَسْجُدَ فَيَعُودُ ظَهْرُهُ طَبَقًا وَاحِدًا. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, our Lord will lay his shin, expose his shin, and every believing man and believing woman would prostrate to him. And then there will remain the people who used to prostrate in this world, so that the people could see them, or so that it could be known that they prostrate. And then when they go to prostrate, their back would be like one bone. Instead of a vertebrae, it would be like one bone. And this is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. And the ulama, they use this to say, as there's a discussion, is this a characteristic of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The ulama who say that this is a characteristic of Allah ta'ala, they use the likes of this hadith and this ayah to show that the shin is a characteristic of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that this is what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes Him with, and He's described with that in a manner that is befitting to His majesty. We don't describe Allah to His creation, nor do we deny His attributes. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like Allah. There is nothing equal to Him. And He is a Sami'ul Basir, or the hearing and the seer. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similar to this is the likes of the statement of Allah ta'ala, وَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. And don't make anything comparable to Allah. Or like the statement of Allah ta'ala, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. And there is nothing comparable to Allah. Or like the statement of Allah Ta'ala, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا. Do you know anyone similar to Allah? So nothing is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is not compared with His characteristics and His descriptions to anything from His creation subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though Allah has described Himself by that which His creation is described by, as He says in other ayat, Inna khalaqna al-insana la ta'lamu al-insana hina dahila min shay'in. Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshajin nabtalihi faj'alnahu sami'an basira. Indeed, we created the human being from a drop of sperm that was mixed, and then we tried and tested him, and we made him sami'an basira, hearing and seeing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And nothing is comparable to him, and he is the hearer, the seer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes His creation as seeing and hearing, and He describes Himself as seeing and hearing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But His seeing and His hearing is not like the seeing and the hearing of His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the chapters of our aqidah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names and attributes. And these ayah and the likes of these ayah, or this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is where the ulama extract what we all must believe in from our aqidah of the names and attributes of Allah ta'ala. And that is that we describe Allah by that which He describes Himself by in His book, on the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we deny and negate from Allah that which He has denied or negated from Himself in His book or on the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't go past the Quran and the Sunnah and attributing to Allah attributes or denying some from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ. Their eyes will be cast down. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, that is that the believers, when they raise their heads from prostration, their faces will be whitened like ice or snow. And the faces of the munafiqs and the kuffar will be blackened. تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٌ. And ignominy will cover them. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, disgrace and regretfulness and feeling sorry and in a state of loss will cover them. وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ. Then they used to be called to prostration themselves, offering prayers. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, Ibrahim al-Taymi, he says, this refers to the five salat with the adhan and the iqamah. And Sa'id ibn Jubair, he says, they used to hear, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah, and then they didn't answer. Wahum salimun. While they were healthy and good in the life of the world, but they did not. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, and they were healthy and they were in good shape or healthy, but they didn't answer the call. And Ka'b al-Ahbar, he says, I swear by Allah that this ayat was revealed to those people who remain behind from making the salah in jama'ah. فَذَرْنِي وَمَنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. Then leave me alone with such as belie this Qur'an. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, leave me alone with the liars or those who deny the Qur'an. Leave me alone to deal with them. And as a judge, he says, the meaning is, don't let your hearts be concerned or worried or busy with them, but leave this affair to me, because indeed I am sufficient to handle them. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We shall punish them gradually from directions they perceive not. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, we will take them with our punishment, and this is the punishment on the day of Badr. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. أَمْ تَسْأَلُهُمْ أَجْرًا فَهُمْ مِنْ مَغْرَمٍ مُثْقَلُونَ. أَمْ عِنْدَهُمُ الْغَيْبُ فَهُمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. And I will grant them a respite, verily my plan is strong. Or is that you, O Muhammad, ask them a wage, so they are heavily burdened with debt? Or that the ghaib, the unseen, here in this verse it means al-lawh al-mahfuz, is in their hands, so they can write it down. So wait with patience for the direction of your Lord. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, be patient with the harm that they give until the decision of your Lord comes. وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ. And be not like the companion of the fish. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, don't be hasty like the companion of the whale. And this is Yunus ibn Matta. إِذْ نَادَى وَهُوَ مَقْظُومٌ. When he cried out to us while he was in deep sorrow. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, when he cried out to his Lord and he was in the whale of the belly of the whale, and he was in deep sorrow and he was filled with grief. لولا أن تداركه نعمة من ربه لنبذ بالعراء وهو مذموم. Had not a grace from his Lord, Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, had not a grace from his Lord reached him at the time that mercy was shown on him and his repentance was accepted, he would have indeed been left in the stomach of the whale, but we forgave him. So he was cast off on the naked shore. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah says, we threw him out in the open from the whale of the stomach, from the stomach of the whale, from the belly of the whale, while he was to be blamed. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says that he was to be blamed because of sin. فَجَتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَجَعَلَهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَإِن يَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ. Then his Lord chose him and made him of the righteous. And verily those who disbelieve would almost make you slip with their eyes through hatred. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, that is that the kuffar, they wanted to get the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the evil eye. So they looked at him, so some people from Quraysh looked at him. And they said, we haven't seen anything like him, nor have we seen any proofs or evidences like the ones he have. And Ibn Abbas, he says, the meaning is that they're going to execute him with their eyes. And it said that the arrow had hit its mark, something like that. And As-Suddi, he said, we will get the Messenger with the evil eye. And An-Nadr ibn Shamil, or Shumail, he says that we will get him with the evil eye. And it is said that Al-Kalbi, he says that we will make you go insane by looking at you. And it said that we will take you away from what you are upon in delivering the message. And Ibn Qutayba, he says, it doesn't mean that they wanted to get him with the evil eye, like a person is caught out there with the evil eye because of amazement. But what is meant is that they used to look at him when he recited the Quran, looking real seriously at him out of hatred and anger. And the look was so strong that it almost knocked the Messenger down, alayhi salatu wasalam. And as the judge, he says, what is meant by this is their serious hatred and enmity. It's almost as if they're looking at him with this hatred, it would make him fall or go into an epileptic fit. Nah. And this is what is said in normal speech. As a person says, he was looking at me, man, it almost made me catch a fit. Or he looked at me like he was eating me or about to eat me. And this shows the correctness of the meaning, that it is connected here with the listening to the Quran. And this is the statement, لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرَ, when they hear the reminder, the Quran. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, they used to hate with a serious hate. So they used to look at him with a look of hatred. وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ, and they say, verily he is a madman. They used to attribute insanity to him whenever they would hear him recite the Quran. وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah, he says, Allah Ta'ala, he says, but it is nothing else, meaning the Quran, but a reminder to all mankind. Ibn Abbas rahimahullah, he says, it is an exhortation for the believers. And al-Hassan, he says, it is the cure for whoever has been affected by the evil eye, and that he reads this ayah as a cure for those who have been affected by the evil eye, whoever reads this ayah. And this is the end of the tafsir from Imam al-Baghawi rahimahullah for Surah Al-Qalam. And there was just a few points we wanted to summarize and reflect upon. And this is that even today, like yesterday, the disbelievers are in the same mentality. And that is that the disbelievers, they think they're going to paradise. The disbelievers, they think that they're going to paradise. Oh, if you're a good person, you're going to heaven. No, they don't have a book. They don't have nothing. How is the one who practices riba and the one doesn't practice riba equal to one another? Naam. And riba is permissible with the kuffar nowadays to use interest or usury. It's permissible with them. How can they compare the one who sees it as haram and stays away from it to get the same reward as the one who uses it and indulges in it? Naam. This is the way of the kuffar, that they try to make the Muslims and the disbelievers equal in their reward on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And this is not going to be the case, as Allah refuted them in these ayah. Also we see in these ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He establishes for us the aqidah in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is that we describe Him by that which He describes Himself by in His book or on the tongue of His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we don't go past the Quran and the Sunnah. And here we see the call to establish the Salah and Jama'ah in the masjid, and the blameworthiness of those who don't establish it, as we saw in this ayah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Alhamdulillah. I don't know if there are any questions or comments on tonight's class, if so, we can entertain that now. I don't know if there are any questions in general not related to the topic.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. الحمد لله.